Hey, Tessic Subos, Yud Gimel Sivan Heitov Shin Mem Beis, June 3rd, 1982, on Friday.
Tuna Rabbos, mi batli mi kalmatina li tsa et ames ula achios es kal. Omu olo palavir bala biloye esho mi batli kalmato li tsa et ames achios es kal. Tamid lo mamuri ki sheini kotor. Ah, bo, nechini kotor heini lak. So when we say that one is mechuyev to interrupt the study of Torah in order to participate in Yetzirat HaMetz, that is, if he doesn't get kol tzorche. Now kol tzorche doesn't mean kol tzorche for the burial. The burial can be done by one person, by two birds, by two people. But it means if he doesn't have enough of an audience, of the crowd, that is commensurate with his cup. So it depends, it varies from person to person, according to Madrigi of the person. Amedo Amoy Gishimiti Kotzorhe, Avuyeshimi Kotzorhe, Eimimaki, Gichamo Kotzorhe, Omar Ashmuel Bareini, Mishmede Ra, Kreitza Alpe Gavre, Vishite Alpe Shippur. In other words, in those days, they had to announce with the shofar, to call the people. So 12,000 people and 6,000 announcers. The Amulet Reza Altikav, Uminaye Shika Altishipur, Ure Omar, in the Haitze Gafra and Abule Vatsich. That was in those cities, in Abdoria. So, in other words, such a gigantic crowd, that it will fill up the whole street from Agude Atzicha. We don't know what kind of a stretch it was. Mishao Yira Yira Rachel. Achinches, Mitzinra Birchen Roma, Mitiloso Kinsinos, Mamisirinoso, Bishishim Ribe, Apitiloso Bishishim Ribe. So, in other words, so one can interrupt the study of Talmud Torah in order to attend the Leviathan funeral. And until there are 600,000 Milad. After the Rosh Hashanah, the Hanenile Liman Bikoron Yitzon. It sounds so strange, but you see, the comment that was given to a Mifta, Bizman Chazal, Bizman Meshenim, In the early days, 600,000. Only there is 600,000. Then he doesn't have to interrupt the study of Talmud Torah. The Hanenuel Liman Bikoron Yitzon. That is, Avol Liman Bimasne Less Ratio. So in other words, when we say that one can be vacuumed with Talmud Torah in order to attend the Leviathan, that is only if there is no 600,000. But if there is 600,000, so then he shouldn't interrupt Talmud Torah. So that's only personally Talmud Kohen who learns Teresh Bechsav, Kohen means Teresh Bechsav, and Shonen means Teresh Balter. But he doesn't teach Agada. But the Talmud Chochem, who not only learns himself, but he's involved in teaching unto others, so there's no shiur. Even if there is 600,000, he still has to interrupt the study of Torah in order to attend the funeral of that Talmud Chochem. I will demand master shiur, yes.
Does this all mean that it's a reed in the Talmud Chochem, or that it's not a reed?
It's not a reed. It's not a reed. It's not a
reed.
What is it? Where is it that? How is it mashma that it's a chiyuv? So there is a mitzvah. Of course, there is a mitzvah. It's not that he chooses. That goes without saying that it's a mitzvah. But the Gemara doesn't say that everyone is mechuyev. In other words, it's a mitzvah. Of course, if it hadn't been a mitzvah, it wouldn't even be a chooses. But it's a mitzvah. But when the Gemara says that what everyone is mechuyev, that the Gemara doesn't say. But it's a reshus And it's a Rishishon mitzvah, actually. It couldn't be a Rishus, not a Rishishon mitzvah. But Gemara doesn't say that everyone is Mechoyev. Alright. So, Bahanimre, Riman Bikor Yitonim. Avo, Riman Bimaske Lachim, Lesley Shur. Oh, in the Melech Maninon, Riman Bikor Yitonim, so Gemara discusses how much what is necessary in order to be battered on the Torah for someone who's called on the Lord Master. So actually, after she should be made, you're not allowed to be battered. And then, and man be called and told you, Master Achim, so then you can be battered, you can be battered even, even if the Ashishim, even if the Ashishim is without it. But how about the person who is not even calling on it? Not every Jew is calling on it. So, what about that? So we see from the Gemara that you cannot be divided from the Talmudot in order to attend the funeral of a Jew who is not even calling on it just because he doesn't have 600,000 Jews in the funeral. That we see from the Gemara. But to what extent? So, can you be mivatel? Can you be mivatel? So, I will want that. Let's be sorry. So, Rashi mentions from the Shulchan, what he saw in the Shulchan. When Melech Ma'ina, you man will recall and will return it. In the battle, in the Yeshua, he is asking to be put at the hour. The Shulchan, the Rabachoy, the Motosi. So, the Shulchan says, someone is recall and will return it. Will call it upon it, so then you're not allowed to be, so you're not allowed to be battered from Talmud Torah unless the person, the mitzvah, does not have enough for the Torah. Let's say for God, for these things. So then, even if it's, will call it away from it, but if there is enough for the Torah, now there is a machlok of a shame. Rashi says, "Initially, we asking to be poor." So suppose all the means to be poor is fighting. Fighting unnecessary in order to carry on and to be together. That's all. So then, even if it's not from Rashi's Roshi, it's Mashi. That even if you the one day in it, so you're not allowed to be in battle from Tomato. However, the two mentions in Machlok of Hashem. The two mentions that there are some Rishayim who say that, of course, that goes without saying, but if there won't be enough for the burial, so even if we're saying you need 1,000 people for the burial, or so then, so it's 1,000 people. But even if you have enough for the burial, but if there won't be a million, then you are mechuyev to be mivatel from Talmud. Then you are mechuyev to mivatel from Talmud. Whether it means mechuyev or you're allowed, it's mishtabel in this case. Because that would mean, in other words, if there is no minyan, so it's not a question of extra covenant. That means that it's a bizoyev for the minyan. So there is a chiyuv. In respect, let's say, to shishim ohidei, so if not a bizoyev, it's a question of more covenant. So it's it. So a chiyuv, it's mishtabel that it's not mechuyev. Masha'inke, it's only a question of extra cover. Masha'inke, let's say, certainly that goes without saying. I mean, if you want help, even to be crossing, so then of course it's not clear. But, yeah, according to the Shayin, that the Shio is an Indian of Lapachas. So, that's the starter also, that is the Huyet to interrupt from Talmud. Now, I'm not going to mention the name of one of the real Israel. Who lived about 100 years ago. So when the Shulchan came out, you know, you see, the television on the Shulchan came out, and he was very sharp, of course. He was well known to him, he was very sharp. Even years ago, there were certain people who were very sharp, unusually sharp. So someone asked him, what do you think of the Nitziv's Pirush on the Shulchan? So he said, Rashi says what he thinks of the Nitziv's Pirush on the Shulchan. Because Rashi says, yeah, Und mehrere Schalinen von Mann mit Korre und Tonne, eben Wacke, in jedem Schuh, die Sassen, die Kure, die Augen, die Schulter, die Rabachon, die Sassen. So ist es. Solche Gott, wo weit sie fehlt, das ist willkommen, oder schon. So, der die Knäne fallen, in der Fehlung seines Schultes. And he said it is a joke, but I mean, he was very sharp. I'm not going to mention him. But he was one of the dear Israel, but he was very, very sharp. So that's the ancient Israel. All right, anyway. Now, the bottom is on the top. We chose some of this, because the Messiah that I have in the summer of Akide, he was a shishu in the Chachon, Ta machas on this in the Hall of Adarach, who was chosen as Mitz, when it fell to the Gaul Yom, at the Hesim of this Akkor, we come back, and she was in the Otsenis in Dvora, in the Rebbez of the Yeshua, only, al kom psio, psio, ki me shodach to damno. So Rabbi Akide says, that when he interrupted the learning in order to attend to a mess, so then Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua reprimanded it. And here we say, me bavri talmudei lo mitzvos hametz. So it is here. V'yei shleimah, yehosom lav mishum dibutei, elu mishum dimes mitzvah konimikei. So in other words, it's because he wasn't allowed to move the mitzvah. Not because of people coming up. That's why he was a friend. The Chayim Hashem is a Kachmochet, he come on the Zmin Tzekin and Kei. Wherever all the Kachonim Chayimus, the Chayim Omar Makhil and Chuyas Tashmish. The Arab and the Yehuda Mikore, Tireitz, the Hosom, now Rabbi Yehuda Mikore, they know that's the Mechabea of the Smach, of the Sefer Mitzvah Scott. So, here is the Hosom, you should be detailed, Atzmei, Nishimush, Tom, Yechachon, Mekoma. The God of Yoshi, Yusho, Yeisam, and Yudom. I mean, usually the Bala Tinsves are of the early Hashem, I mean, so, it's Rabbetan, the Ri, I mean, the Ristalini, that's the early Hashem. Now, the Mechadar of the Smach was much later, he was about the priest, 100 years later than the Rebbe. But sometimes faces mentions one of the later regime. So this is Arab Rebbe Nikol. So Arab Rebbe Nikol says, the host of Mishim, the people ask the Mishim from the Chachom in Koma, the God of Shei Musho, Yei Samu Mura. In other words, according to Arab Rebbe Nikol, so to interrupt, to be clear, to interrupt, learn. So we have to. So he said. So to interrupt learning for the COVID of the week there, to participate in Israel Sundays, that you are allowed. Masheinke, it's a mitzvah. Masheinke to interrupt. She was not the Chachomim. The Israel Sundays, that's not. In other words, because God will change your ways and your mood, so even though one is allowed to interrupt Talmud Torah itself because of its SMS, but under certain circumstances, but to interrupt Shibush Tom Lechachonim. Now, why is that different? So I think the Pshat is very simple. Because how is it that we say Mivatri Talmud Torah returns a mess. But one would not be able to, we're not talking here of the Mes Mitzvah, a real Mitzvah, a stasis points out. The next stasis. Roy Mas Mitzvah, on the holidays Mes Mitzvah, so it's a chaya. So Mes Mitzvah is Deicha Ode Mitzvahs, and the King God can be Mitame himself. Mes Mitzvah by definition means a Meshay Rekeve. He'll be Muto without Kor. But if he has Kerive, so whether he has Shishu Rekeve or not, then he's not in Mes Mitzvah. So we are talking an ordinary mitzvah, not a rest mitzvah. So any other mitzvah, if it's here, shall it have shneir, he's not allowed to interrupt the mitzvah. Suppose there is a funeral, and the person didn't daven it, he didn't put on film, and if he will attend the funeral, he will not be able to put on film today. Of course he's not allowed to interrupt the mitzvah of film, unless it's a mitzvah, so then of course, so it's the whole mitzvah. Because it's called that the Shev al Taitzin, it's the whole mitzvah. But it is not managing a mitzvah. So there, he is not allowed to be the battle of any mitzvah. If it's here, so it can't share. As long as the choice and less can be done on the others, on the other. So why Talmud Torah is different? The answer is because Talmud Torah, even though Talmud Torah can get cool, it's not because Talmud Torah is an lower Matveya Hasishon. But Talmud Torah isn't the highest Matveya. But God will tell you to make the realize. So in many ways, our thing is that it's a question of being the kind of mitzvah or learning. So of what effect is the learning if it is in conflict with kima mitzvah? So that's why we say that we are mevatel Talmud Torah, mevatel Talmud Torah, in order to participate in Tzos HaMes. And the same way, you are mevatel from Talmud Torah in order to fulfill other mitzvahs. Now suppose somebody is learning, he's a big master, and so he doesn't have to put on a film. He's a big master, he doesn't have to put on a film. He doesn't want to miss learning, so we tell him no. So he has to interrupt Talmud Torah. He respected Fuhrer, so he is in the Matreki of Shimon, the Choy, the Chadeo. So, because Fuhrer is in Rabbanon. So they are not the Choy to be to interrupt the learning. Only in the Matreki of Shimon, the Choy, the Chadeo. But otherwise, even for Fuhrer, that is in Rabbanon. So it's not in Rabbanon. Why shouldn't we say that Eisib Mitzvah is Potam Na Mitzvah? The answer is, we do not say Eisib Mitzvah Potam Na Mitzvah. We do not say Eisib Mitzvah Potam Na Mitzvah just because he learns. So he doesn't have to put on film. He will learn now. He's a big master. Why? Because God will tell me to live in the mind. Now it doesn't mean that Talmud Torah is a lower level than other mitzvahs. Chas v'sholem. But since God will tell me to live in the mind, so remember, the reason we don't say Eisib Mitzvah Potam Na Mitzvah, Eisib Mitzvah Potam Na Mitzvah, and it comes down to it. We do say sometimes, in special situations. Let's say the Nazar was allowed not to get married, because the Nazar was so naturally hushful that they were. So the Aloha of Tone, in Talmud Torah, it's like it. So that's only in special situations. But like this ordinarily, so we do not say, in regard to Talmud Torah, just because he's now in his learning, he doesn't have to put on film. He doesn't have to treat because I'm smarter now, because he is learning. Why not? Because he's going to Talmud, she may be the mice. Only in respect to the Nazai, because over there, if he got married, it would interfere not just with learning one day. It would interfere with the Talmud Torah of his whole life. So in such a case, so we say, oh, is it mitzvah or not mitzvah? And even so some of the Chachamim recommended the Nazai, and they didn't think that it was the ideal thing. But ordinarily, just because a person is learning now, he should be put on mitzvah, we don't say. Why not? Because good to town which you live in mice. So that's the Pshat Chachamim, you didn't quote. He says, when we say the battle in Talmud Torah, we tell some heads, that's Talmud Torah itself. So Talmud Torah itself is the biggest mitzvah, but since there is the halacha is God will tell which level we might say, so the level, so he can interrupt the Talmud Torah for itself some heads. For itself some heads. Mashiach came, Shibush Talmud Chachamim. The mitzvah of Shibush Talmud Chachamim is implicit in the book. In the mitzvah of Udov Kope, so the Sikri says, if you are a chepshia, we don't have Bishchino. Therefore, he don't have the Chachomim in Talmud Meir. So in other words, Shibush Talmud Chachomim is implicit in the mitzvah of Udov Kope. It's not in the word disobeying Malayo, not natural disease in the life of us to Dropkope. So Dropkope is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. So just as we would say that if a person didn't put on film, he didn't put on film, it's already late. And if he goes to the funeral, so he will not be able to put on film. We don't say that if the funeral does not have shishu remain, so he should refrain from putting on film. So why should he refrain from the needs of the dog of it? That's the pshat, I think, within our Rabbi.
What do you think? The Shem Bar Yochai, the Rabbi Babel, because it was in the bar. It's much more in Megillah, that it's not in English because it was like it's a short time ago. By Megillah also, we have to have a special rule. That's your question from Thomas.
Okay,
Thomas. So it's not in because of Arthur was short time ago. I think it's a short time ago.
No, the Gemara says that since we have a battle from the Abede, so the Melee we battle from the Torah for the Abede. That's what the Gemara says. So it's a special aloche.
Oh, it's not all the Rabbanim from the
Abede? What? What is that?
It's not all the Rabbanim from
the Abede. Oh, in respect to the Pshini Yehoi Bechadeko. So, only Kriyas Amidire. You see, even the Pshini Yehoi Bechadeko would have to interrupt in order to be killed in the Jewish. Right. We just have this witness in Israel, the Holocaust, Baba can be taken in the Jewish, 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 look at this mitzvah that we are here. Because there the Gemara discusses, Nile was really here, Hoyle, and then he's done with this mitzvah. Now, Kom Pesach is a message he needs to call us. It's a meaning, we don't have, we only have two S's for which there is a Chiv Kores. In other words, Nile, not Malas name. There is no Chiv Kores for that. But to be Malas Atzi, and Kom Pesach. So still, if it's examined as Mitzvah, so he has to forget about the Kom Pesach and the tenth of the Mitzvah. But to become Domain, he'll not be able to. So he'll become Domain. Because, so the Mitzvah, the Leonis Mitzvah is doing everything, all religion. Yes?
I don't know
who you're talking
about,
but you're talking about that. That's the Allah, what do you mean, how come? Only in Allah is Chayiv Kores. So only if somebody is not Mali himself, he's an Allah. But if the father is not Mali child, so then there is no Chayiv Kores. There is no Chayiv Kores. And there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. What does it mean, is Chayiv Kores? According to the Rambam, it means his Chayiv Kores for the avele of not being mal himself throughout his life. So when does he become a Chayiv Kores? Maybe at the moment of death, according to the Rambam. Because it's not just for the Bitlan Mitzvah of Nira, only for being an all. What do you mean for being an all? Not for being an all 1 minute, not for being an all 1 day or 1 year, but for being an all his life. So when is the Chiyuv Kores, when does the Chiyuv Kores take effect according to Rambam? Upon his death. It's a very strange thing.
He
becomes the Chiyuv Kores when he dies.
Because
the less mashi in his life that he is not able to be mashi. So that's what Rambam is. The Chiyuv is Chiyuv. The Chiyuv said is that every minute, the moment he becomes God, and the moment he becomes God, and every minute that he has an opportunity to have himself meaning, and he doesn't, he becomes a Chayiv Kores. But if, let's say, before his death, he is Mal himself, then it's Matkiya Chayiv Kores. But until he is Mal himself, he's Chayiv Kores. But the moment he is Mal himself, so it's Matkiya Chayiv Kores. I mean, there are a number of Russian Jews, who are not meaning, unfortunately, in Russia, so, they have no opportunity, but something, you accustom yourself to something, so then, and there are a number of Russian Jews that I dealt with them, and I tried that we should have it in Israel. Now, I was able to be mashpia upon them on many things, and some Russian Jews, I was not able to be mashpia and we should mow them. But I mean, I mentioned them, but they are so ignorant. They don't know what it means. They don't know. But according to the Rambam, so any Jew is an all. Every minute He's not mulling himself, he's high power. But once he's mulling himself, so then it's not here the good. So keep it. So, and this speech there, I mean, I just did it. So, this means a real mistake there, even if it means, if it involves people, a comas confessa. So, there is a few goddess for not being actually the confessa, but if it is done with a real mistake there, so that what he means, he has to forget about the confessa and attend to the mistake. But here we're not dealing with the mistakes amount. So I got you asking it also. I haven't asked it because you want to mention there that he has to be involved from confessor. And let's say hoy hoy woman is made, Lishri the Spisray, when he's done with the Spitzle. So he's been tapping with the Spitzle, he has to forget about the Spitzle, he has to forget about the confessor. The whole Dona will be talking, maybe he will come to the year as soon as he has lost. ומייקה לו בברקי חפוצה, באזור חבר חפישה, אבל ייקה חפוצה עם באזור חבר חפישה, הוא הטנס לברליון ויטורי, בזליטורי, השוא פירוש חפוצה של איך ליקוק ניוליה, לחפורי שטסי כל אחת מיני שלו בפני עצמו, חיים ישורים משעה סיצוי, אבל משעה סיצוי, כולו מצליחים לו. So we see, I mean, how much the הלוכת is מקפי, I'm coming to mess. In other words, so what when Gemara says that if there is a Chavar Kaddish in the city, then people are not allowed to stop working because there is a Chavar Kaddish in every, and there is a subdivision of the Chavar Kaddish on each day who has to attend to the Levka. So that's only, let's say, when it's a question of making the Tara. So if there is a Chavar Kaddish, no one is expected to interrupt his work, but when the funeral takes place, then even though there is a Chavar Kaddish, in other words, if there is a Chavar Kaddish, it means there is to be called Kiditzore, there is already. So then, but Bachmaskode, the belief there, who wants to go? So that means, according from this agency, it appears that one is in Chuyah to stop working in order to attend to participate in the sessions. אבל מה נמאס לך לשיעורים של דרל החוי כוסף ומלשמעים לנו מה נוי קורא ומיתון ומבטרים אם יש לו מססקים כי נקבורי ונכלבי ונדן לוחר ופאט ונכל ביוניה ויוסר אף ומאן דוי קורא ומיתון ולמאס לכמי בבי לא נגאו לכם ביוחר Now, the question is, so the Rit says that even if he's will call a Loiton, so then we are not in battle from Tomito, but from Loche, we are not. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that when, unfortunately, there is a revival in Chicago, then every Jew in Chicago is clear to interrupt his work and come to the revival? It would mean that people wouldn't be able to function and it's not the stagger that the halacha requires a thing like that. But what I think is, now, the boy is faceless, she's talking about the little town. The little towns, so not in other words, in the little towns, so every Jew knew every other Jew in the town. And they were very close. So he knew it. And they were close. So Mimele, Jesus says, that regarding Roche, even without a roof there, who is Roy Kore, Roy Tone, who is Roy Kore, Roy Tone, so he's Mechuye to be battled from the Roche in order to participate in the tournament. And that is relevant to us in regard to a person, in regard to a Nifter, whom a certain person knew very well. So that's like the co-residence of a town, is Man Chazal. The co-residence of a town is Man Chazal, so they were very close to each other. Today, I mean, people can live in the same apartment building for 50 years and they will not even say hello to each other. They will not even say hello to each other. So that doesn't mean that if there is a riot in New York, so all the New York Jews have to attend every funeral. And even the funeral of someone they knew, but you're not close. In other words, here Jesus says, regarding the So usually Bnei Oliya in the little towns, I remember it as a child, in the little shtetlach in Europe. So all the co-residents of that town, they were very close to each other. Unless they had a clash, so then they didn't talk to each other. So again, it was a special purpose. But if they had a clash, so they were very close to each other. So maybe that's why you are not here. But to be the matter, to interrupt one's work in order to attend a funeral, someone with whom he wasn't close, then there is no reason for me. Alright. Die Schäden, die hat sich in Nume, Mai Nume, such auf der Papel, ich will die Zira Oma, da Nume die Ose. It's a canopy made, of Hadassi, of willow branches. Rabbi Yechel Noma, Karise, die Nannebo Kawosi. Now, so, when a prophet says that the canopy made out of a dashi, so that does not mean that the whole meaning of making the canopy is only for a psula. We make a canopy even for an amono, but this kind of canopy of a dashi, so in those days, in the Eretz Yisrael, I mean, we see that it is man chazal, so in the Eretz Yisrael they had one set of minhagim of simoni and in Bobel they had another set of minhagim. I mean, you know, halachas, no takoyim, just what was customary. So, in the Eretz Yisrael, it's not chazal, so it can't be made out of willow twigs, willow branches, that was used as a cement for the wedding of Yisrael. Rabbi Yechel Nomar, kerise dinamnebo kavos. In other words, it is a veil that is stretched out over the face of the kale, and that veil, so many times the kale even fell asleep, I mean she slumbered for a while. So that was the scene. Rabbi Yechel Mendrin came here, Tone the Yehude Reich. Bibogelmai. So this was the cement in Yehud. And what kind of cement is it in Bobel? Omar Rav, Darbiku de Mishre Areche de Rabot. Omalei, so in other words, in Bobel, what kind of simonim they use? They used to pour oil on the heads of the Rabon, the Talmid Chacham. That was their practice of symbolizing a wedding of a Yitzhak. Omalei, Rakotela, Vaye, Mish. Mishre dichti, we say for mama. So Rakote said Abaye, do you mean the kind of shemen, it's a special kind of shemen that was used, you know, in washing hair? You mean this kind of shemen was poured upon the head of the Talmid Chachamim at the wedding of the Psula? Omale, Yasme. In other words, it doesn't mean that Rav Poke was Yosef. But Yosef, in other words, is not knowledgeable. Someone who unfortunately grew up without a mother, so he doesn't know what the mother does. When the child gets married. So he said, in other words, he criticized me. He said, why are you so amazed? He says, you Yosef, in other words, you are ignorant, you're not knowledgeable. So, don't you know? Om Yasmir, we have to look at Ive, that Duke Mishre, Areche de Rabonon, Bishas Maise, I mean, didn't your mother, when you got married, didn't your mother pour oil and the heads of the Talmud Chachamim. So, Omar. So he says, Yasme, Yosem Minaganim. Rashi explains it, in other words, he was destitute of the meaning. But Dasam will explain it, in other words, why did Rashi explain it that way? Yosem Minaganim, in other words, because otherwise, if we explain it, in other words, he called him Yosem, in other words, so he really made the critical remark. In other words, he said, Yosem, I mean, you talk as if you had Chas v'Shalom been Yosem. Dasam will explain it. In other words, you're not acknowledging in what in the practices of a mother at the wedding of a child. You should know better. In other words, didn't your mother do it? So, but Rashi didn't want to explain it that way. You'll see Shimon Betzes, that there's some way explaining Yasme in the sense of literally, I mean, orphan. In other words, he wasn't an orphan, so he said to him, orphan, you talk like an orphan. In other words, you're not acknowledging in the practices of your mother. So, but Rashi explains it, in other words, Yosem means, the real meaning of Yosem means destitute. Now, one who has no mother, no father is destitute. So, he says, Yosem minagane, in other words, you are deprived of the knowledge of the practice that takes place. Alright. Ka'u Yohom Rabbonon, Yisak Uyubrei Bihalu Barura, Ba'amu Rabbe Barura, Yisak Uyubrei Bahum Rabbonon. So in other words, when he got married, without the Mishcha Reish the Rabbonon, Vishas Mait, at the time of the wedding. Amon Semai. So now, what was done by Mamone? So this was the sin that was done when the Tzur got married. And what was done when Mamone got married? So Rabbi say, Tony Rabbi say, Armelesle lesle kisi. In other words, the sin consisted was a negative sin. In other words, because when the Psula got married, so there was few clothes, like anything, I mean, certain pieces of bread. So, but when Almone, there was no distribution of candy. Armelesle my masimon medicine for Almone. Loidia Shalmon and he says, Les Lakisme, Eiro Chloris, Vize Simon.
And other Simon is better than one hat.
Why do you say that?
What do you say? Other Simon is better than two hat. Is that a purpose? Is that a life that you remember?
Apparently, maybe because, see, Yates and Yates. I don't know why should the other one be as much of a rival? Why should the absence of the other sinner be as much of a rival as the lack, the absence of this sinner? Unless we say because this sinner seems it's about children, in other words. So in other words, since it was a festive day. The wedding of Ipsulo was the festive day, it was a holiday for the children, you know, they used to get candy. So the male people were more particular about it, because the children themselves were on guard to remind them. So the male, the fact that it wasn't done is right. There is no one who had a personal interest in doing it. And as far as the costume, the color, the cuts are concerned, so it's possible that because they were so preoccupied with the wedding, so maybe they forgot. But this, I mean, it's possible. But this, since the children had a personal interest in that meeting, so the fact that it wasn't done, so was more of a rally that she was known. We could say. Now this could be the pshat in Rav Tam, like the Zayin of Davis. Then Rav Tam, after the Yidomah Shereen Tikereach, came obvious, the Hochet, the Chere Yerim Abim Znasa, Aber früher ist es auch vor ihm, sie kaum lasse ihn los. Because on one hand, he doesn't give out a lot of character. It's not like carrying, you know, the hobbies of young, you know. It requires a special character. And on the other hand, the children have an interest in it. So the children will remember it. I mean, somebody will forget. The children are there, you know, to remind the Mechutoni to distribute the candy. So this is probably what from the time. Alright. Now we have to remember that there is a machlokes between Rashi and all other Rishayim. According to Rashi, so Rabbi Yeshua is only made the Merchadir of Sadudusha, Rabbi Chorizul Kachti, or Imenu Yishunemon, Shatesef Shabishoi, Tia, only when the son, let's say, who is the Sushime, a son of Yishu, Rabbi Chorizul, who Kachti, or Imenu, so Nemon, only if the son of Shime is not there, he doesn't know anything. And it is discovered to Shime, to this, Ruben says, so, Ruben says to the son of Shimon, it was discovered to the son of Shimon by Ruben. Mashenkin, if she is the son of Shimon, is the very act of Ruben. But, and Ruben says, we can't hear him anymore. So then, even though Ruben is in the possession right now of the son, then he's not him on a current condition. But he says, and most of Shimon, Machel Karash, Miki is Miki, not only Miki, but he's just. Even if he is in the Veya, but if the other one don't, he is immediately going to him, so he's not. But we have to remember that according to Rashi, when Rabbi Yeshua made it, only, Rabbi Yeshua is only made it in the case where he's not to be, where the son of the Morekame is not to be. The way it's made Rabbi Yeshua, they will have the son of Yeshua, the Holy Son. So he is deduced from the Gemara. As a matter of fact, when we learn the Gemara, right on the Mishnah, so we discuss he deduces from the Gemara negative Rashi. But how does Rashi explain the Gemara? So according to Rashi, so the Gemara has a Kashi, the Raisman, the Gemara, the Shia, the Gemara, the Gemara, the Gemara, the Gemara, so it doesn't mean. Let the Mishnah mention the case where Reuben says to Shimon, so the Zushal Chorin, so and Shimon is staying, so the Zushal Chorin, and you gather that from it. You gather that from it. And Reuben says, no, it's true, it was yours, but I didn't gather it from you, I bought it from you. That's the way it is, understood in Morris Rashi. But Rashi, we should not say, he can't explain it this way. So look how Rashi says, the race in there is your solution for you. Keep the time, she gave, she has shot the phone off, show your thinking. How does Rashi explain a she has shot? In other words, there is no fear. And he discovers the whole thing. So, show your thinking, Maui Shalom is Maui Shalay, who might show people knock out. So you have the Mishnah could mention a case where a woman says to Shimon, so the zoo. So the zoo shall afford himself, but Shimon is not my professor. He doesn't know. And he said, and Ruben says to Shimon, so the zoo shall afford himself. So the whole himself, who can feel him. And Shimon answers, hey, you tell me, I mean, but how do I know that you got it from me? I never invited anyway. Maybe you got it from me. So he had a wonderful opportunity to gather it from me. In other words, so, Rashi applies the Kasha and Gemara to such a case. Again, where there is no fear. No fear. But why mention it in connection with the father? Can mention it in connection with the son himself? In connection with the son himself? And, but he's not a Reya. So, my answer is, for instance, David, you say, if he shall a, we were in the Kasha and Memo, Amen, Amen. Hey, Chaza, Idiokhmashin Chazoke, in other words, that if the Marzik had already 3 years of possession in the Sodom, so even in the case where it even testified that originally it belonged to Shimon's father. To Shimon's father. So, or to Shimon, I mean, I mentioned the case. I call Shimon the father of the woman who is the bear from the mother. All right, to Shimon. So even if David would testify that originally it belonged to Shimon, but, and he says that he bought it from Shimon, he still should be Aaron, because he has 3 years chazok. He don't have chazok on my own Aaron, so he should be Aaron. We will also have chazok. So why do you need to tell us? David would testify that he belonged to Shimon. And Reuben says that he bought it from Shimon. He bought it from Shimon. So naturally, so he's the Morikami. So Bezdin should take it from Reuben and give it to Shimon. And to Shimon's son. Vidloch Lishni Hazoke, Pshitelay. So give it to Shimon. I mean, if the Mishnah had mentioned it in connection with the father himself, not in connection with the son. It's all. Am I video of Moshe Chazok? Am I them? Video of Moshe Chazok? Epsilonem. Yehoche. So that's why the Mishnah cannot mention it in connection with the case where he says, so does Rishon Chodesh. Yehoche, I belong to Nama. Video of Moshe Chazok? Am I them? Video of Moshe Chazok? Epsilonem. So the Gemara says, no. Bishon, I belong to Moshe Chazok. Moshe Chazok. Moshe Chazok. Moshe Chazok. Moshe Chazok. Moshe Chazok. Where, let's say, 2 years possession was vested, was vested in Stein Hayo Rubens Vater. Im Nachhinein, der Chayib Nei Rube hat Possession of Rubens. So the Chiddush is that even though it's total, so Rubens together with his father had 3 years possession, still Rubens is not Nemo. Why? Because where is 3 years Chazoke Raya only when the Chazoke was vested in one person. But if the Chazoke was, so in other words, the fact that the Moretame saw Chazoke being vested in one person for 3 years and he didn't protest, they chose that the time by the Marzi is a true time, otherwise he would have protested if he had gotten it. Mashiach came with the Chazoke was vested in the father and in the son. So the reason as to why Shimon didn't protest, because each one only had a first possession for less than 3 years, so he didn't finish that it was necessary to protest. The race of the Rabbi Shiloh and Shal Choyso. Keep the time, you should be in Shal Shal before no boo. So you'll be taking about Shal with Mashal A. O my Shne Shal of Yichod and Oka. Shne Chazoke. Shal and Shal and Shal and Chachon and Chom Marzik and Karga. Yim Shal and Shal and Shal and Shal and Yiru and Emorima. Likach Tio. Viobad. Viobad. Shtoi. Nikula Omer. Nikula Haim. Nikdaya. This is a very important Rashi. Even though it's more relevant to Cheskos Sabbatim to go past that than to Ksumeis, but this is a very important Rashi. In other words, in this Rashi we see that Rashi Shittim is that the whole Aloha of Cheskos Moshonim is Takonis Chachonis. Midraise, even the Marzi has adverse possession of 3 years, but if the Morekame comes and says, Shittim is the Morekame, Reuben is a Marzik, and Reuben had Chazoke 3 years. And then, I'm sorry, And then Shimon comes to Benjamin and says, Reuben got it from me. And Reuben says, no, I got it from you 5 years ago. And Shimon says, no, it's not true. You got it from me 5 years ago. So then in the right say, the Allah is the best will force Reuben to give up possession of the Sodom and turn it over to Shimon. Why? Because Hametz and Haveli all Marayim, so there are two kinds of Mozakim. One Mozak is Tophus, the other Mozak is Moika. So, in case of Mitaubari, what is in Shayek? So, if the Moikame is Shimon, but the Tophus is Hovei, so the Tophus prevails, because Tophus, the Mozak of Tophus, is stronger than the Mozak of Moikame. Mashiach Nikaki can't hold the piece of land in your hand. So what does it mean, you are mighty? You have to use your land, the field. So the melee, so no one suffers. Reuben is not Tophus, and Shimon is a Morikame. So that means Shimon is a Mosek, Reuben is a Beitzi. So Mitzvah, so Beitzi says to Reuben, you be so kind that it step off the soil, and you have to turn it over to Shimon. Minimize, even if he has 3 years for this. But it's like on his Chachon. Why were the Chachon in Yisake? Why were the Chachon in Yisake? That Yimu Shomim is Chazokim? Because that's the Rosh Hashmorim Volvastu, that's the Batu. Klat Shomim is Dayar in Zishtor. Yetzam Klat, Loim is Dayar in Zishtor. In other words, it would be a great disadvantage and a great hardship for everyone who buys a field. It will mean that the person lay on bread, he has to watch the shtar. Because if he doesn't watch the shtar lay on bread, then the marzik, if the Morikami is an unscrupulous person, a dishonest person, all he has to do is to produce a legal testify that 10 years ago or 20 years ago he broke them, and then Bezdin will tell the marzik, can you show proof by producing the shtar mechiras? And the Malzik will say, you expect me to keep the shtar for 10 years? So, if he doesn't, so it means that he lose. So it will be a great hardship and a great burden upon every Mekeach. He will have to be on guard, always to watch the shtar mechiras. Otherwise, if the Morikami is not to his person, they'll be able to dispossess him, to evict him. So because of that, so after 3 years, so the average prudent person, so watches for 3 years. So the male, there is no hardship. Mashiach is more than 3 years, so the average prudent person does not watch the shtar. So the male, the Chachamim is happy. But in the Rai said there is no such thing as Yimud Yom Hashem. This is the Shittah of Rashi. Yes,
according to Rashi,
what's
the more
happens
to the person who
owns
the
right
one?
Rashi? He's the Mosek, real one. He's the Mosek, real one.
According to Rashi,
the Kedanim could be
with
a different book. What are you saying?
No, I'm not going to come here because he produces anything the 10 years before. So he was the owner.
And of course, I mean, and we are dealing with the case where the Morikami says, he is a robber, he robbed it from him. Now, of course, he cannot, twist the facts. In other words, if his story of the Morikami makes sense, in other words, if there is any evidence that shows that it wasn't legal for me, so then of course Benzin will not be made. But if it makes sense, so then Benzin will be made to you from the Mars, he can turn it over to the Morikami. That's Rashi. Now there are two other Shittos of Hashem. The Shittah of the Rashbam in Grobasta is that Gibushon Chazoki is a Raisi. But what's the Raisi? The Raisi is, in other words, in view of that, in other words, that, and how is the Raisi? The Raisi is based upon the fact that Reuben had in first possession for 3 years in Shimon's here to fulfill, and Shimon in the course of 3 years acquiesced in the first possession. By the way, the fact that Shimon for 3 years acquiesced in the first possession by Reuben indicates that the time of Reuben is true. Because if the time of Reuben is not true, how is it? How does a normal person, a practical person, acquiesce in the first possession? Adverse possession for a day, a week, a month. So it doesn't matter, he's a good person, so he doesn't care. But 3 years to allow him, and without going into bed, without protesting and doing everything to get rid of him from the field, so that's very unlikely. So the wounding is based upon the silence. The silence by the Moran. That's the Rashbam. The Shikha of the Rambani in all parts. The Shikha of the Rambani is that just as there is a halacha of Moses in the Talmud, so there is a halacha of Moses besides Mordechai, actual Moses. So there is a halacha of Moses in Kakonis also. But in the Talmud, the Moses consists in three cities. In three cities, the fact that the time topples in the head. In Kakonis, we cannot visualize. We say, so the Moses consists in handling it, in being established, the fact that he has control over the field. So, now, so then the Ramban says, so actually, just as in respect to Mitalka, we say, Chazok and Kolash Yadavush Shalei, not right. Suppose I have a watch. I have a watch. Suppose Swain will come and say that this watch, only yesterday, belonged to him. And now I say, it belonged to the day, but last night, midnight, I bought it from him. And he'll say, woman will say, I'm lying. So then Beres will say, I'm the man. Why? Because Chazok and Komash Yorim Shoy, see, in view of the fact that I am there, that I bought it only last night, at midnight, and I have it on my hand, so that, so in other words, so by Chazok and by Mitautolim, there is a Lohe of Muzik, the Rayon Chazok and applies into Cheskasina. And Chilinachot is not, it can be in Shlach, it can be half an hour. It can be half an hour too. Even if Edwin, if Ruben will produce Edwin, will testify that an hour ago it belonged to him. But I'll say, well, 10 minutes ago I just put it. 10 minutes ago. I'll still be there. Because Chazok is in Cheskasinachot, and Chilinachot doesn't be a full day. So even in Shoma it is. So the same halacha of Moses applies to Kakoyis also. So, actually, we should say that if Reuben is in Marzik in that field for one day, and then Shimon, and then Shimon produces Edi, that 2 days ago, it belonged to him, and Reuben says, but yesterday too, only yesterday I bought it from you. I bought it from you. So Reuben should be there. On the basis of Moses, of Chazok and Komash Yisrael, even though there is no treason, but the instances in the Karashe is in lieu of treason without. But, so why do we fire the Moshonim? The answer is, because the Gemara says, Ad the Moshonim is dire in the Mishnah. Yes, and the Moshonim, when is dire in the Mishnah. So, Mumele, so there is a good reason. So there is a Raglaim, you know, that the time of Reuben, because usually it is universally true. I mean, when a person sells a field to another person, so he gives him a shtar. Even if the kingdom is done for Kesef or for Chazoke, but it's still the general, the universal practices. Whenever a sale of Karkois is consummated, so then the Mecher executes his shtar to the Rekech. And he gives it to him. Even if the king is out of the Chazok or out of the Kesef. But it's given as a right. So the Mele, the reason is why Cheskas Yilechot is not the Chazok in Kakoyos, is because there is the Reyes, the Raglai Yudoko. How is it he can produce the Shah? What kind of story say? Oh, we were very busy, so he didn't want to spend time to recognize the Shah. That's not done. So remember the Vedas say that Raghavendra of not being able to produce his Shah, so indicates that his style is not the best in spite of the Hazoket, in spite of the Hesasimah of the Vedas. So where can that be the Reyesa? Where can the non-production of the Shah comes to the Reyesa only until 3 years? But after 3 years, Yetzia Mitrachono will die of Inche, so there is no Reyesa. So the Melech, he gets Hazoke not on the basis of Gibushon, but on the basis of Himach. So we have 3 Shikes. But Rashi Shike, and that Rashi Shike is the Shulis. That's here. That the whole Yahweh of Jim Shoni in the Tzomir. Alright, now again. Shni Chazok Eshoni Shoni Shni Kachon Kumas Vikar Shalom. Go Shoni Bo Yeo Nemo Leo Mekachti Yoba Meshnori. Yikul Hayu Mitzay Yadon Meshnori. Vishlo Mitabo Yadon Meshkar Ako Yitzo. Yisi Gidoch Shni Chazok. Vat Loch Le Nemo Nechri Shoch Shni Shoni Bishini Bichayori. Umei Tzloch Vashni Shlovni Adem Azeh. Vihu Oyo Kotom. Vihu Yire. Vihu Lashni Yom Bechini. Vikot Eno Yom Yashon Azeh Yitzim Lamini. וכדרבוני לא מראים אז מחליקות המאז הוא מחליקות ראשון ראשון וחזוק את הייתו מליכו משליקות ואפילו היא דואחה מכן היא נביצה בפונו כמה ראשון וחזוק כי הוא יתחיל עושה כשהוא קוטון או הוא מורו זה כבר הוא יודע כשהיא הגיעו שאולים שלו שלות היא עד ששמע ימפי אחרינו ורבוני מסליס נוסרה שינון בדמיו כי מסליס בהוכה הסכינון ולא ניסוף לו בהוכה מה יעושה רבונו השנינה הרי כמו שנו יום ימל ולא בראשון ומשסינו שאולי תהקת You can mask this last year, she must this only because she behaved, you are asking of us, I don't know, you behaved, you can mask this girl, we raise me. So the more, we ask the cash, the raise me the day, the wake me, King Shoko Stein, the follow of the Akash, the follow of Ukshin Borak. So the raise me the day, so the Zusho Horizon, in the shaking name, the Akash Shoko Shin Hazoki, Ukhagain Shahoy, who Stein, the follow. Now, the more aesthetics was that the reason is why the Mishnah doesn't mention the case of Bididei, because Bididei is the one of them. If he has, so, he does not have a memo. He does not have a memo. No, but he could mention a case where he has a memo. And still, it's not a memo. Why? Because he was born up. He was a woman. So when it's been taken to the Holmes and the Shaken, and no matter what the Hazoki can show you, Stein, you know, the Achas, show you from Urgen Shaborah. Borah, in other words, the Demorekamel was not in town, was not in the Divine. He was away from town. While the Marzin was marching for 3 years in his other, he was away. So then it's not a Hazoke, because the only reason is why it's a Hazoke, because how is it that in the course of 3 years, so he didn't protest, but he was away, so he couldn't protest. Or again, she borach. So you more ask the question, borach mach was mach. He did borach mach was nifoshes. In other words, he committed a crime, and then he ran away because he didn't want the government to arrest him. So she went doing that. But it was a borach, of course, so it's, it goes without saying, then Hazoke is no Hazoke, because what kind of an evidence is the fact that the Morakamel didn't protest? How did he protest? He had to hide. Every day, he had to hide. Vid Borach Machmas Momen, in other words, he didn't commit any crime, but he just wanted to avoid the pressure and the nagging by the predators, but he is not afraid. So then, in other words, if the person is not in time, but he is able to protest. So, because he can send the letter, he has many ways, and he did. So then, so it's a raya for Hazoki. כי המקוי שלו יפה דבר מחוי, בגלל שומש הרוצי וחזוק עם יהודי ויהיה עוד הגול. הוי ביהודי לאן ביגול ביגול, אז יהודי וחזוק עד שהיא מבינה. ואבינו פה מה יפה סוף, אי כזו למחוי שלו יפה דבר חד מחוי, אבו יהודי ביגול נד, אי כזו מחוי שלו יפה דבר גולל מחוי, אבו יהודי ביהודי נעמלות. אמר הבא בבמאמו, לאירון כזו מחוי שלו יפה דבר חד מחוי. ומסניסי בשעת חרם שונו, בשעת חרם שונו. So, in other words, when there is no relationship, no diplomatic relations between one Medina and the other Medina. So why did you mention Yehuda and Gaul? It doesn't make any difference. It can be in Yehuda itself too. If, let's say, if the Morikami will be, let's say, one city in Yehuda, and the Sode where the Malachi is in another city, but there is a conflict between the authorities of city number one and city number two. So it doesn't make any difference when it's in the world. But Nastam, between Yehuda and the Goyal, there was no diplomatic relations. When my Yehuda and the Goyal did not come, the Stam, Yehuda and the Goyal, Kishas Heirem. So, Masmis, and now let's see the Rasharash. יבוא אחר מסמור של יום יום האופן תחת הצלם בהיר יבוא יום מחוי ובוקר שישום וכי תגוי מי כל חזוק מה יעשי שעות הרוץ לחזוק יש לרוץ של הרוץ ישראל של זכות יש לביסוי לחזוק כי נער על הרוץ של החייס ואימו יום בזו ועל דרך וכאן קשה יש לבחד עושה לחזוק במדין הוא יש לי מגול של מיהודה ואתם יום שלי אהלו אתם יום מגול נעלי הבו יום מחוי איך את האבו ולמור אחר כאלה חזוק וכזו מהחוי של פונה פועל על מחוי כנו יום בירח עשו מיכה של פונה זה שניים דיר אחרת אבל יום מיהודה בשני היום אסלם לא יום חזוק ואהבו מחוי של פונה הבו מחוי שלמור עשה יום הבו מחוי וואי בכל זה חב רחב בישראל יחנה דימוכה במפאיה ניבר להכילה ובאדום לא עושה אמר זה והבו לו להסבור את משתות אבל זאת, הוא מסמיס לי איתון יהודי גול לוי משסחיר הם שונה יוכלי מהו לדלי צורי מחו עושה שיש מרשתות ומה יש לי יהודי גול בנוקר אם ישחיר אמר ביום יהיר אף ישתי היום את ביסי מדינו נאמר we live it here, but I just want to discuss one thing. I wanted to discuss it before we went over this morning and then I forgot. In connection with the shiurim of interrupting Talmud in order to participate in the tzatzamet, so according to the Gemara, I mean that the way the shiurim points it out, so there are three levels. If someone is loyko or loytone, so as long as he So we see, I mean, how much the aloha is makti and kono dames. In other words, so what when Gemara says that if there is a chavah kaddish in the city, then people are not allowed to stop working because there is a chavah kaddish in that week, and there is a subdivision of the chavah kaddish on each day who has to attend to the rivka. So that's only, let's say, when it's a question of making the tar. So if there is a chavah kaddish, nobody is expected to interrupt his work, but when the funeral takes place, then even though there is a chavah kaddish, in other words, if there is a chavah kaddish, it means there is kiddush kol, kiddush kol, and there is already. So then, but machmas kodesh of the nichter, kulam tzrichavot. So that means, according from this age, it appears that one is mechuyev to stop working in order to attend to participate in the tzatzamot. Avo man demat vesel shurim shul dra lachoy kose uni yoshmayim anu man lo ikorim lo iton in the vatrim in yesu nisaskin kini kvore edin yichlevi in yem loche vatrim kol yoyia viyoser afu man lo ikorim lo iton to the map which needed they were in the house in the house. Now, the question is, so he says that even if he is welcome and welcome, so then we are not the battle from Tomato, but from Loche, we are not. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that when, unfortunately, there is a revival in Chicago, then every Jew in Chicago is clear to interrupt his work and come to the revival? It would be that people when you bathe the function, and it's not mistaka that the halacha requires a thing like that. But what I think is, now the boy's faces, she's talking of the little towns. The little towns are not where it's in the little towns. So every Jew knew every other Jew in the town. And they were very close. So he knew it. And they were close. So the Mele, Jesus says, that regarding Roche, even without the roof there, who is very called a great tonic. Who is very called a great tonic, so he's Mechuye to be battled from the Roche in order to participate in the tournament. And that is relevant to us in regard to a person. In regard to a roof there, whom a certain person knew very well. So that's like the co-residence of a town, is Man Chazal. The co-residence of a town is Man Chazal, so they were very close to each other. Today, I mean, people can live in the same apartment building for 50 years and they will not even say hello to each other. They will not even say hello to each other. So that doesn't mean that if there is a riot in New York, so all the New York Jews have to attend every funeral, and even the funeral of someone they knew, but they are not close. In other words, here Tenzin says, regarding Bnei Oliya. So, usually, Bnei Oliya, in the little towns, I mean, I can remember it as a child, in the little shteplach in Europe. So, all the co-residents of that town, they were very close to each other, unless they had a clash. So then they didn't talk to each other. So again, it was a special purpose. But if there hadn't been a clash, so they were very close to each other. So the male, that's why you are here. But to be mivatel, to interrupt one's work in order to attend the funeral, someone with whom he wasn't close, then there is no fear from it. Alright. In the changing geotism, my name, it's a canopy made of hadassim, of willow branches. Rabbi Yechel Noma, Karise, the Nambo Kawos. Now, so when Apote says that the canopy made out of hadassim, so that does not mean that the whole union of making a canopy is only for the tzura. We make a canopy even for an hormono, for an hormono. But this kind of canopy, of hadassim, so in those days, in the Arzisroel, I mean, we see that even with Man Chazal, so in the Arzisroel they had one set of minogim of Simon and in Bobel they had another set of minogim. I mean, there are no alochas, no takonet, just what was customary. So, in the Arzisroel with Man Chazal, so a canopy made out of willow twigs, willow branches, that was used as a cement for the wedding of a tzur. Rabbi Yechel Noma, kerise dinamnebo kalos. In other words, it is a veil that he stretched out over the face of the Kaleh, and in that veil, so many times the Kaleh fell asleep, I mean she slumbered for a while. So that was the scene. Rabbi Yechel Membrei came here, Tome the Yehude Rai, the Bogel Nai, the Bogel Mai. So this was the cement in Yehudi. And what kind of cement is it in Bogel? Omar Rav, Darbiku the Mishre Arenche de Rabon. Omar Lei, so in other words, in Bobel, what kind of simon did they use? They used to pour oil on the head of the Rabbon, the Talmid HaChacham. That was their practice of of signifying, of symbolizing a wedding of a of itself. Omale rachotela baye mish mishche yichti usiko mama. So rachotel seta baye. Do you mean the kind of shemen? It's a special kind of shemen that was used, you know, in washing hair. You mean this kind of shemen was poured upon the head of the Talmid Chachamim at the wedding of Yitzhuro? Omalei, omalei, yasme. In other words, it doesn't mean that Rav Popper was Yosef. But Yosef, in other words, is not knowledgeable. Someone who unfortunately grew up without a mother, so he doesn't know what the mother does. What the mother does when the child gets married. So he said, in other words, he criticized him. He said, why are you so amazed? He said, you yourself, in other words, you are ignorant, you're not knowledgeable. So, don't you know, only ask me, ask me, didn't your mother, when you got married, didn't your mother pour oil on the heads of the Talmid Chachamim? So, Omar. So he says, Yasme, Yosef Mina Ganel. Rashi explains it, in other words, he was destitute of the Mina. But that's how you explain it, in other words, why did Rashi explain it that way? Yosef Mina Ganel, in other words, because otherwise, if we explain it, in other words, he called him Yosef, in other words, so he really made a critical remark. In other words, he said, Yosef, I mean, you talk as if he had has shown him Yosef. That's how we explain it. In other words, you're not knowledgeable in what in the practices of a mother at the wedding of a child. You should have known better. In other words, didn't your mother do it? So, but Rashi didn't want to explain it that way. You'll see Shimon that some will explain it. Yasme, in the sense of literally, I mean, orphan. In other words, he wasn't an orphan, so he said to him, orphan, you talk like an orphan. In other words, you're not knowledgeable in the practices of your mother. So, but Rashi explains it, in other words, Yosef means, the real meaning of Yosef means destitute. Now, one who has no mother or no father is destitute. So, he says, Yosef minagane, in other words, you are deprived of the knowledge of the practice that takes place. Alright. Kahu Yohom Rabbonon, Isaac will play the Rabbi Barula. The Rabbi Barula, Isaac will play Bahum Rabbonon. So in other words, when he got married, without Mishra Reish the Rabbonon, Bishasmais, at the time of the wedding. Amun Semai. So now, what was done by Ramone? So, this was the sin that was done when Yitzhak got married. And what was done when Ramone got married? So, Rabiense, Ton Rabiense, armlessly, less resistant. In other words, the sin consisted was a negative sin. In other words, because when Yitzhak got married, so there was few clothes. Like anything, I mean, certain pieces of bread. So, but when Amone, there was no distribution of candy. Amore Semai, Masi Mone, Meisim, Amone. Reidia, Shalmone, Meisim, Les Lakisne. Eiro, Kloyis, Vize, Simone.
And other Simone that the one half, if he...
What do you say? What do you say?
Other Simone that the two half, is not a bad football, but not a life, that's your number?
Apparently, maybe because, Yates, I don't know, why shouldn't the other one be as much of a rival? Why shouldn't the absence of the other singer be as much of a rival as the lack the absence of this man, unless we say, because this man seems it about children, in other words. So since it was a festive day, the wedding of Itzulo was a festive day, it was a holiday for the children, you know, they used to get candy. So maybe people were more particular about it, because the children themselves were on guard to remind them. So maybe the fact that it wasn't done is right. There is no one who had a personal interest in doing that. And as far as the cost and the color and the cut are concerned, so it's possible that because they were so preoccupied with the wedding, so maybe they forgot. But this, I mean, it's possible. But this, since the children had a personal interest in that minute, so the fact that it wasn't done, so was more of a riot that she was known. We could say that. Now this could be the pshat in Rabbi Tam, like the Zion of Davis. They were Rabbi Tam, the Dach to be the Dover Shemesh to Terea, King Hobbes, the Hoche, the Chere Yerima the Nitznach, Abba Kriyo is a short born in Shem, Kau Va'ase in Lod. Because on one hand, you don't need a Baal Wad of Terea, it's not like carrying the Nore Hobbes of Yanam, you know, it requires a special carriage. And on the other hand, the children have an interest in it, so the children will remember it. I mean, somebody will forget. The children are there, you know, to remind the Mechutoni to distribute the candy. So this is probably what from the time. Alright. Now we have to remember that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Olad Rishayim. According to Rashi, so Rabbi Yeshua is only made the Merchadir of the Jewish Rabbi Chayyusul Kachti or Imenu Yishu Nehmon Shatesa Shabishol Yitiyah, only when the son, let's say, Rubin says to Shimei, a son of Jewish Rabbi Chayyusul Kachti or Imenu Yishu Nehmon, only if the son of Shimei is not there, he don't know anything. And it is discovered to Shimei, to this, Rubin says, so, Reuben says to the son of Shimon, it was discovered to the son of Shimon by Reuben. Mashenkin, if she is the son of Shimon, is the veya from Reuben. But, and Reuben says, we can't do it now. So then, even though Reuben is in the possession right now of the Zodah, then he's not them on a contradiction. But he says, and most of Shemim, Machel Karash, Miki is Miki, not only Miki, but he shows it. Even if he is a devaya, but if the other one does, he is a nigger boy toy, so he's not. But we have to remember that according to Rashi, when Rabbi Yeshua made it, only Rabbi Yeshua is only made it in the case where he's not devaya, where the son of the Morekame is not devaya. The way it's made Rabbi Yeshua, the Morekame, the son of Zusha, the Holy Son. So, Hitzre is deduced from the Gemara. As a matter of fact, when we learn the Gemara, right, and the Mishnah, so we discuss Hitzre is deduces from the Gemara negative Rashi. But how does Rashi explain the Gemara? So, according to Rashi, so the Gemara has the Kashi, the race, the leader of Yeshua, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. So, it doesn't mean let the Mishnah mention the case where Reuben says to Shimon, so the Zushal Choy, so Shimon is there, and so the Zushal Yi, and you gathered that from it. You gathered that from it. And Reuben says, no, it's true, it was yours, but I didn't gather it from you, I bought it from you. That's the way they say it understood the Gemara's Kashi. But Kashi, we should not say, he can't explain it this way. So look how Rashi said, the race in the Rabbi Shia's original voice, King the time she gave, she has shocked upon all, so you're thinking, how does Rashi explain in Shia's shocked? In other words, there is no fear. And he discovers the whole thing. So, Shalom Dini, Mal Shalom is Mal Shalei, Umay Shalom is Mal Shalei. So you have this Mishnah could mention a case where a woman says to Shimon, so the zoo, Shalom Horizon, but Shimon is not Shimon professor. He doesn't know. And he said, and a woman says to Shimon, so the zoo, Shalom Horizon, Shalom Horizon, Utrachtio in it. And Shimon answers me, he tells me, how am I know? That you bought it from me? I never see my it anyway. Maybe you got it from me. So you had a wonderful opportunity to gather it from me. In other words, so Rashi applies the Kashan Dimona to such a case. Again, where there is no fear. No fear. But why mention it in connection with the father? Can mention it in connection with the son himself? In connection with the son himself? And but he's not a beggar. So, my answer is, when you say this, you say you see Shalei, we were in the Kachdi of the Nenu, Eim in Nenu. Hey, Chaga, Idioch Meshni Chazoke, Idioch Meshni Chazoke, in other words, that if the Mori, if the Marzik had already 3 years of possession in the Sade, so even in the case where Eim testified that originally belonged to Shimon's father. So, but to Shimon, I mentioned the case. I called Shimon the father of the one who is the bear from the mother. Alright, to Shimon. So even if David would testify that originally belonged to Shimon, but, and he says, that he bought it from Shimon, he still should be Nehemon, because he has 3 years Chazok. He don't have Chazok on my own Nehemon, so we should be Nehemon. We don't have to be Chazok. So why did the Mishnah tell us? David would testify that he belonged to Shimon. And Reuben says, that he bought it from Shimon. So that's true. So he's the more common. So Bezdin should take it from Reuben and give it to Shimon. And to Shimon's son. Vidloch Meshni Chazoke, should give it to Shimon. I mean, if the Mishnah had mentioned it in connection with the father himself, not in connection with the son. He saw, Amal Vidloch Meshni Chazoke, Amal Nehman. Vidloch Meshni Chazoke, Shimon. So that's why the Mishnah cannot mention it in connection with the case where he says, so the Zuh Shal Chorz. Yehoche Kabiyon Ifname, Yehoche Shnei Chazok Amayu Nehmon, Yehoche Shnei Chazok Yehoshiti Lo Nehmon. So the Gemara says, no. Bishlo Yidabo Yishtach Zuh Shal Chorz Shtayim Lechayo, Yachas Lechayim Ne. Where, let's say, 2 years possession was vested, was vested in the Chayyim, Rubin's father, and Nachat the Chayyim.